right, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner in the wings with us now. And Ellen, of course, everybody's talking about the Ukraine and now what's happening to see ultimately these elections supposedly in May. But what's the latest from Washington?
I got news for you. We cannot find the president of Ukraine. He was supposedly hiding in a monastery in his area. Can be found nowhere. They are planning on having elections in 2015, but that's a little less than, I think it's December 2015, somewhere around there.
We need to build a radio station down there, that's all.
Oh, we absolutely do, and I'm, you know, whatever little money I have in my bank account, I will invest in it, I promise.
Thanks. We're going to need a lot of it if that's what we're going to do. Okay, so let's talk about Jan Brewer. Jan Brewer, there was a lot of controversy over what she was going to do with a bill that would have allowed businesses to assert basically religious beliefs to deny service to, let's face it, gay and lesbian customers overall, but it could have stretched to other things, other people that they didn't want to serve. So what ultimately happened here is the big veto. I can imagine there was a lot of reaction on the Hill, was there?
You know, there certainly was. This was something that Brewer said yesterday that she was going to, quite likely veto. And tonight she announced that she had officially moved forward with it. This was something that had really galvanized a lot of Republicans. Even before this, really got a lot of traction for the vetoing prospects, we saw Senators John McCain and Senator Flake, both of whom are from Arizona, urging the governor to veto this legislation. And, tonight, of course, we are also seeing some responses from the pro-family community, which, of course, is against most gay rights legislation. The Family Research Council issued a statement saying that they are very disappointed with Brewer for this decision, and we are likely going to hear in coming time a response from the White House, who were oddly silent in the lead-up to this, quite possibly due to the fact that they didn't really want to be a galvanizing voice over something that was, looking to get some pretty good Republican traction in terms of opposing it. Again, that is sort of interesting considering, especially the last time we saw controversial legislation in Arizona through their harsh immigration law, wherein, those who looked like they were not from this country naturally could have their papers asked for. We saw the White House coming lockstep against that. And this time, of course, they were much more muted, which is something that has raised some eyebrows over here on the Hill.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there are other issues related, but there always is other issues related to that, too. Another thing, segging into something completely different, but something that popped out at me, is the president is looking for $300 billion for roads and railways. We've been hearing him talk about this before, that we need to have infrastructure, we need to upgrade our roads and all of that. What's Congress going to do here? Because isn't it going to expire, basically, what we're talking about, some of the proposals that were there in the budget, rebuilding the roads and the bridges? I think that all ticks away here soon.
Exactly. You know, this was, of course, a high-profile speech that took place today in St. Louis, and it coincides with, the recent anniversary of the Recovery Act, wherein, a large portion of cash was put forward towards rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. As you mentioned, of course, this has been about 5 years away from that moment, so there is, a necessary push to garner additional funds, especially with quite a bit of it expiring. So it's not necessarily surprising to see the White House really focusing on, Tiger funding and other Recovery Act funds. And this also sort of falls into the, repeated requests that we've seen from the White House come time and time again for additional infrastructure funding, both to create jobs and to keep America economically competitive, as the president laid out today.
On the Hill, Senator Reid, on a different matter, filed cloture on a veterans bill. There's some people listening to this with the two parties fighting over amendments that don't understand what that means. What does that mean?
This is essentially legislation to pay back veterans for, certain funding that got cut away during the initial rounds of sequestration. There have been several pushes in the House to try to put this money back in the pockets of, American service members. And there's also the oncoming cuts in the, new defense bill put forward by the Obama administration that would also reduce certain funding measures for, retirees who joined the military after a certain date and were not necessarily grandfathered in. So this is aimed at trying to protect those funds as time moves forward.
All right, one last one, because I know you're just such a magnet for celebrities. Ben Affleck was, he was on the Hill, wasn't he? And I know people were talking about this. Sorry, there, we had a little technical deal where Justin was talking about, obviously, what's going on in Washington, where we were rounding that up, and actually said something pretty funny about the fact that celebrities are constantly on the Hill testifying about this or that. And for Ben Affleck, his deal is the Congo. He's involved with an organization helping the people in the Congo, and that's why he was there. He talked about Seth Rogen also being in D.C. as well, as he was there for Alzheimer's and pushing for more money for Alzheimer's. And you know, of all the causes, for a second, the Alzheimer cause, I cannot tell you, and I don't know about all of you listening, but I'm willing to venture that half, I think it's that high, that half of the people listening to this audience in some way have been affected by Alzheimer's, whether it's your best friend's father died of it, or somebody in your family died. My great aunt died from Alzheimer's, and she sometimes would remember and sometimes she would forget. And she was involved in some pretty good programs in Houston, thank goodness, to make it easier on everybody. In other words, there were some great centers and places where she could talk and associate with people who were struggling and going through the, you know, the same thing. But it's pretty scary where we're headed for that. So anything that raises awareness for Alzheimer's, in my book, is absolutely terrific. So, again, Justin Duckham there and a little bit of Ellen Ratner at the top, my pals from Talk Radio News, filling us in on what was going on in Washington, D.C. And the Brewer deal is really the big thing. The fact that she vetoed a bill that would have told businesses, quite frankly, if you're gay, I don't have to serve you. That's where the primary focus was, and this is what brought up this whole thing. Of course, it could reach into other ways of life, not just, you know, not just a homosexual way of life. But the Super Bowl was going to pull. They were saying, hey, you want to do that? Go ahead. We're out. You want to make $50 million on our backs? It's not happening. For sure. That was one of the things that would have been slashed if she hadn't had vetoed the bill. But what would have happened if it went through is, if she had signed it into law, then it would have allowed businesses that wanted to assert their religious beliefs onto other people, their customers coming in, they would have the right to deny service to any customers, and certainly anybody of the gay persuasion. All right, you might have some thoughts. You can weigh in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here in this hour of ATN. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I mentioned, as a law, would have allowed people to deny gay people the right to shop or eat or whatever in their store. While she shot that down, and the NFL said, okay, we're definitely still going to play the big game next season in Arizona. While the businesses were teetering, because listen, the most conservative of the rhinos, not happy about the possibility of that becoming a law, realizing, you know how much this is going to cost us in revenue? Lots. I honestly think it would have cost Arizona if she had signed it into law. If she had signed that into law, I think it would have cost Arizona $100 million, seriously, because of all the business people I know and all of the concern and what the Chamber of Commerce was saying. And just looking at the numbers and not even knowing all the numbers, because there's no way to accurately pinpoint that, but just the Super Bowl alone, it would have been crippling to Arizona. That just from the business point of view, and since I'm pro-business and capitalism, and in looking at already what is happening to small businesses, the stranglehold of things like the affordable health care law, the last thing Arizona could have suffered, seriously, folks, was another kick in the stomach financially, and that really would have meant that. All right, speaking of fates and fortunes of states, we swing in a different direction here on America Tonight, and we move over, if you know your geography, a little west, not too far, though, a little west to Colorado. The first pot tax numbers are in for that state. And guess what? They're really high. You want to know what the numbers are? The local shops that have been licensed to not sell just medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. In Pueblo County, for example, they rang in $1 million in sales in January.
You want to get high?
Well, they want those taxes. They want a lot of people to get high, no matter what they say. So you know how much they'll get? $80,000 in taxes. That's just January. That's it, just January. And trust me, we can move on down the line to other places. Only 10 shops were allowed to open in 2014. But then the market's going to explode in 2015. And this is Pueblo County. I'd say that's pretty good. And there is a lot of debate. A lot of debate over marijuana and allowing this to happen and legalizing marijuana. I happened to see this because I wanted to. I heard it was good. I heard it shot well and had some interesting facts and figures that maybe I hadn't seen. And there was a documentary that just aired on PBS on Wednesday called The Science of Marijuana. And they talked to all kinds of people about what they're doing with marijuana, growing of it, the different strains, the fact that the Denver, would you believe this? The Denver Post hired a marijuana editor. So the guy's job, you know, like when I used to write for a newspaper, if you had a column on something, like I had a column on sports, but I also did a business thing. So you'd have people that did crimes and cops. You had people that did business. Now you can add to that politics. Now you can add marijuana. Someone is getting paid to do that. And they've hired a critic whose job it is to try the different strains of marijuana and talk about all kinds of things, how it's used in food and if it tastes good here and it's what people are doing. They're vaping the oil from different strains of marijuana. Some people think, and this is why medical marijuana, that it can help you with pains and aches and arthritis and other things that you have, back pain, other things that are causing you a problem. So they even have, it's launched so many businesses, it's crazy. They even have tours. If you live in New Jersey, if you live in Illinois, if you live in the great state of Missouri, and you want to fly in, they'll take you on a marijuana tour so you can get some marijuana. You can get candy bars with it in it, different strains. I mean, all kinds of things that you wouldn't believe. When the smoke clears, here's what I'm wondering. How many, in seeing the profitability and the taxes and all of that, how many other states will vote to legalize marijuana? I'm going to tell you one thing. I think the state of Texas will be the very last state to legalize marijuana. I think there are a lot of southern states that will vote. It'll be close, but they won't vote to legalize marijuana. I think that there are some other states on the verge. And what about our friends in California? I mean, already you can, there's, it's a very limited amount, but you can smoke a joint, a small joint on the street, and you wouldn't get busted for that. But there's not wide open sales, recreational sales. So it's a whole new frontier with this cannabis. I mean, in fact, even new terms. I learned this term. I'm going to teach you a term tonight because I bet most of you don't know this term. You know when you go to a certain restaurants and it's BYOB, bring your own booze, which I love, right? If you're someone like me and you're just like an occasional wine drinker or whatever, you like that with your pasta, it's great because you bring the kind of wine that you like, right? BYOC. Any guesses as to what BYOC stands for? Give yourself a pat on the back if you knew it was bring your own cannabis. So I wonder, I mean, you think, I was talking about gambling the other night. You think about gambling, you think about excessive drinking, you think about marijuana, vaping it, smoking it, eating it. Will really the nation embrace marijuana? And, of course, because of where we are federally on pot, these are businesses that are all cash. Okay? So people line up and they're paying crazy amounts of money for what they're getting. You can, if you're a Colorado resident, you can buy an ounce of pot, and you could go to one store. So if you had a lot of coin, you could go to one store and then go down the street and go to another store and then go down around the corner and remember, there's a limited amount. Go around the corner and get another ounce somewhere. But you know, we have looked at this issue. Besides health care, America Tonight, the couple of things that we have really drilled down, I would say the marijuana issue, and we have had people on in the rehabilitation business that are not sticks in the mud, that are not 120 years old, and they say that marijuana, no matter what we're hearing, is a gateway drug. So you smoke marijuana, your teenager's smoking marijuana, that kind of stuff, it leads to other hardcore drugs. And then does it lead to laziness? That you just, man, you're toasted, you're fried, you're burnt, you're stoned, you're baked. How can you possibly do anything but sleep or eat? Can you really be productive? And as Jack, ding, 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 for the payoff line of the night says, Colorado, the mile high state. So it does bring a myriad of questions. I personally think in Colorado, and there's towns like Greeley, Colorado, they say no, they're not, they want nothing to do with it, even though neighboring towns, one of the neighboring towns has a marijuana shop where they're selling medical marijuana, of course, and recreational marijuana. They want nothing to do with it. They don't want the income. They don't care. But the majority that are just pretty much rule there. And I think that it's going to spread to a lot of other states because of the income partially that it can generate. But is it fair or foul? What do you think? 855-266-5283. Punch in these digits, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You got
to
say, we're never boring, right? What we start off with here, we're talking about Brewer's giant veto and some people who want to kneecap her and other people who want to applaud her. And then we seg into marijuana and the major profits already in the first month in one county, Pueblo County in Colorado, and how that's just exploded and they're digging the revenue. And, of course, the people who wanted to try marijuana now are legally trying it, and the people who were smoking marijuana anyway now can smoke it however much they want. Because even though you're supposed to be limited to coming in and buying an ounce, you can buy more than that. Of course, it costs a fortune. And then they have, it seems like, 100 strains in some of these stores. So I imagine that there's some people, they're like walking into the wilderness. They walk in and they have no clue. I want to buy some pot. Can I buy some pot from you? Only I know nothing about pot. It's been 30 years since I smoked marijuana. What kind do I need? See, here's the thing, though, that will happen. I think some people are going to be blown off of their feet because they have no idea the powerful strains of marijuana that are now out there. It's not your granddaddy's pot. It's strong stuff. I will say one thing. Seriously, in the name of capitalism, if I had a restaurant, oh, man, would I want to have that restaurant right across from that medical marijuana dispensary? Or some of those clubs that they have, because they have clubs where people are vaping the marijuana and they can go in and do it, which is part of really some of the stores. They're doing different things with it. But I'm like that Girl Scout, that entrepreneurial Girl Scout. I would like to park my restaurant, thank you very much, right in that neighborhood. Got munchies? Come on in. You want to line up across the street? Then you want to come over here. That's what I would do, honestly. Was that not the most clever thing? You had a Girl Scout, although the Girl Scouts weren't psyched about it. And the Girl Scouts family, I'm sure, set this up, but they realized, hey, where are we going to sell cookies? We got to get our stinking badges. It's all about the badges when you're a Girl Scout, and I was a Girl Scout, so I know. So you got to sell those gazillion boxes of cookies. It's a crazy number too for the patch. I can't remember. It's got to be at least 60 boxes. I'll find out the number, but it's something like that. So just to get the patch. And then you get other prizes and stuff if you sell however much. Like if you're the Girl Scout in America that sells the most cookies, they send you on a Virgin America flight. You know those flights that are going up into the atmosphere? You get a seat on that if you sell the most Girl Scout cookies. So the fact that the Girl Scouts set up outside to sell the cookies outside of the dispensary, man, that was a beautiful stroke, wasn't it? How perfect was that? So naturally, they see her coming in, they get the stuff, and even if they're not stoned, they realize what's going to happen later, so they grab some of the, you know, some of the Girl Scout cookies. All right, so you see with the turf that we've already covered. Now we're going to move in yet another direction, because this is something that I saw today, and we've also talked about this a ton. And it has to do with the Army. You know, the Army. Where's my stripes? Hey, speaking of badges, I want my badges too if I'm in the Army. All right, so the Army has that pressure now to put women in positions where they, you know, to get them ready to join the front line. So how do you get women ready to join the front lines? And there, you want to start an argument. I've given you already three things that could start an argument at a dinner table, but let's throw in another one. So if you have a woman who's just a little slip of a woman, you know, let's say she's under 5 feet and she weighs 100 pounds. And this is the argument some people will make. She may be an incredible shot, an awesome sniper. She might have incredible skills, great negotiating skills, other tactical things, whatever. But can she really, in the heat of a battle somewhere, pull a 250-pound man back to safety? I mean, this always seems to be the scenario that's presented, even though that's not really too much of our modern-day warfare, unless you're, you know, a Navy SEAL and you're dumped into treacherous territory. Or, yes, there are some people that are perusing villages and they're on the front line. So here's the thing. You got women that are getting a taste of what it's like at Fort Stewart, Georgia, to serve in combat. Because that's how you got to do it. You got to dip them in. How are you going to know what it's like? And how are you going to know what they need to learn or get better at if you're not doing it? So 60 soldiers are doing things like, I just read this great story on this, they're doing things like lifting 65-pound missiles, 50-caliber machine guns, while they're wearing 70 pounds of body armor. They're doing a study now. The Army is doing this study that's going to determine how all soldiers, including women, will be deemed fit to join the front lines. What do they need to do? The Pentagon, as you know, was ordered last year that women must have the same opportunities to serve in combat jobs as men, with thousands of spots that are supposed to be open to both genders in 2016. Well, hey, you do the math. We're already here in the beginning of 2014, and you know time flies just like that. You can't freeze it. So an Army survey is showing only a small fraction of women say they even want to move into combat jobs. And it also revealed that soldiers from both genders, you know, men and women, are nervous. They're not comfortable with this, no matter what the rules are, no matter what's being said by people outside of the military. They're saying in these surveys they're not comfortable with the change. 1 in 5 Army spots that would open up would be considered combat-related. So the commanders are saying, okay, we have some time to look at this, so let's look at science to find a standard to judge soldiers physically to make sure that they have the right stuff to fight wars. So they've been testing at Fort Stewart, that's in Georgia, and a bunch of other bases across the U.S., and they're not doing the normal things. The push-ups, the sit-ups, the two-mile runs, they're not doing that. Instead, they're focusing on what would happen in a what we would think would be a typical battlefield, if there really isn't such a thing, but let's just say that. Like dragging a wounded comrade to safety. Like installing and removing the heavy barrel of a 25-millimeter gun mounted on some of the Bradleys. I think it's, first of all, bravo to the Army for being smart about this, and forget the stuff of flying over the wall with the rope. That's all great and everything, but why not do the things that they're doing? Make it focused on what would really happen so that you can stretch those muscles, see what's happens, how much somebody can take, man or woman. I agree with that. I don't think it's unrealistic. Some people are saying this, that it's unrealistic to do this. Now, I know some of you have served. I did not serve. So many of my family did, and I certainly have had these conversations with them. And the key thing is, I mean, you have to, you got to watch your brother's back, or your sister's back for that matter, right? You have to be able to, I think, to have a reasonable expectation of you're a team. That's part of being in the military. You got to trust the people around you. You have your orders. You take your orders. You go. And when you go, you don't want to be thinking, oh, geez, and what if this, and I hope this can happen. What if this happens? No. That you can't have that doubt in your head. But a lot of people are saying this is unrealistic. And that if we want women to fight on the front lines, you got to lower those expectations, which I don't think that's good for women either. If a woman can truly, and I bet there's some. I'm not saying the majority. I don't believe that the majority. But there probably are some that could. Then bravo to them and let them shine. Let that happen if that's what they want to do. Don't put them in a situation where they would be scoffed at and physically couldn't handle it. So these soldiers, by the way, are a volunteer group of soldiers. 100 men, 60 women. They're spending a month drilling on the most physically challenging things you can imagine for mortar launchers, tank crews, infantry men, all that kind of scouts, all of that. And scientists from the Army's Research Institute for Environmental Medicine are having them do that while they are wearing heart rate monitors and masks that monitor oxygen intake and other equipment to study the effects of their physical condition. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, hello, Army. You woke up. I think that's good. Because somebody can run 5 miles, 2 miles, go over the wall, swing on the rope, crawl on their belly for a mile. That, I mean, I get that that was part of it. But now to make it specific to what happens on the battlefield, I think that's a great way to see what women are capable of doing this in the military. Is it too harsh? Are we being too harsh? Nah, it's not too harsh, right? It's not too harsh. Come on. Come on, that's not harsh. All right, we're going to lock and load. Meet you in a few.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That hump day, we can actually see the weekend off in the near distance somewhere, can't we? So we're mixing it up, talking about a couple of different things. It's a mixed up Thursday, my favorite thing. I love it when we have kind of the grab bag, because there's a ton of things that are thought-provoking that are happening that are part of the buzz in your backyard, frankly, and mine. You wait and see, your neighbors are going to start growing those marijuana plants 10 years from now. But in the great state of New Jersey, the only state that is shaped like an old man, it's the oddest shaped state. There is no mistake in New Jersey. Even a three-year-old, when you're teaching them to look at the map of the United States, they can always point out Texas, New Jersey, and California. Hey, bud, how are you?
Well, the reason I called up for is when you were talking about women in the military, being a combat marine in Vietnam, we had women there, of course, but they were in the back, like nurses or whatever. Now, I seen them train in the Marine Corps, but back then they didn't train like we did, you know. And then as a cop, and seeing the women out there in the street, we always had to cover their back because they couldn't handle a 250-pound criminal And when it came to their physical fitness, they had to lower the wall from 7 feet down to 5 so they can climb over it to pass. So a small percentage of women maybe can be in the front lines, but most of them, I don't think they can handle a big linebacker.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, if you can, though, hey, more power to that person. But I think it's very few. Like you said, most women, because it's probably not all women, but probably a bunch, probably most.
Right, exactly. I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, you know.
And I just shake my head. If they're a good shot, a sniper, well, there's women pilots out there in the Air Force and
yes.
all.
Yes, yeah.
I heard they're really good pilots because they only weigh, like, let's say, 120 pounds, and that's nothing to a jet aircraft. So actually, the plane's flying by itself in a sense. It's carrying its own weight.
Right.
Okay, compared to a man, it's 250 pounds in the pilot seat. So if they can put women in a pilot seat, why can't they put them in the front lines? But only a small percentage who are really qualified that can carry all this weight. Now, I just met a lieutenant, a woman lieutenant in the National Guard. She's wearing a cast on her foot. I asked, what happened to you? She says, I had my pack, my gear. I jumped off the chopper about 5 feet and broke my ankle.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. And I said, oh, there gives you an example. She only weighed about 110 pounds, and she's carrying twice her weight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is what it is. Physics, the science of it. That's why they're smart, bud, to do this in the Army, because then they'll have the statistical information. They just break it down the same for the men and the women, and nobody can come back on the Army commanders if they say, listen, this was scientifically done. Here is every single stat of everything we did.
That's right. So
yep.
There won't be no lawsuit.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits in the police departments all over because the women were complaining that the wall's too high or I can't do this. You know, and they started getting a lawyer, and a lawyer went to the politicians. The politicians told somebody, lower that wall down to 5 feet, you know.
Yeah.
So all the stuff I had to do, I had to climb over 10-feet fences to catch somebody while they're standing there covering my back. You know, so
yeah, it's not good. It's not good because you need somebody that's going to be able to watch you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. All right, bud. Thanks so much.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Appreciate that. That's good info. You heard what he's saying. Why? So then you have Bud going over a 10-foot wall, killing himself, and then you lower the bar. That's not good for the women either, because why would you want that, to put yourself in that position? You wouldn't. If you earned it, if you're G.I. Jane and you earned it, different story than welcome aboard, and that makes sense. Otherwise, there are so many other positions, and I don't think this is, I mean, honestly, and I know, trust me, I've floated this to female friends, right? And half of them say, absolutely, you're 100% right. No, that's not fair, that's not right. But then I floated to a few others, and they think I'm insane and that I've lost my mind and that I've been in this business too long or something, that why wouldn't you want equal opportunity? But that's not equal opportunity. That's unequal opportunity, and that's not good for the person who would fill those boots. Who wants to be in that position? I wouldn't want to be in that position. If it's fair and square, then it's good. That's why they're smart. And Bud said it this way, no lawsuits, because it'll be challenged. Have all the scientific data, and if it works, and it works for some, then bring it on. I don't think it would widely be effective, but what do I know? Let's see these scientific tests and how they turn out. And if a few of the people or more, whatever the percentage is, men and women, if they're passing these tests, then that's fine. That's where they go. You want the strongest there anyway. Listen, I wouldn't want to be in that situation and not have the best backup I could, because I can't. I'm not looking over my shoulder. Looking back. I hate that. I hate that in tennis. You know, I grew up on those cracked New Jersey courts. If I had to look over my back to see if my partner has the shot, that's not a good thing. So now we're talking, this isn't a game. This is the game of life. And I think you got to have somebody that has your back, without a doubt. Great news to tell you here in America tonight. I mean, the best news. Mother Nature gifted California with heavy rain. Oh, that song, It Never Rains in Southern California. Buckets of rain, and they are loving it. 2-3 inches in San Francisco. 5 inches in San Diego. 5 inches in part of L.A. I mean, do you know, for example, that downtown Los Angeles, not a great place, by the way, has only gotten 1.2 inches of rain since July? That's terrible. 1.2 inches. It hasn't rained more than an inch on a single day there, they say, the Weather Channel, in almost 2.5 years. So just because you're getting socked, this does not mean it solves the drought. The deficit has been running about 17 inches since the beginning of last year. So it would take a Noah's Ark situation to make it so it's unpassable on those L.A. freeways. They need this rain. They need it. Because it's been just so awful for crops, for houses, for foundations. That's part of that whole thing. And it's tough to live without the rain, frankly. You need the ground that is so parched to try to absorb it. And, you know, it's not easy either because it hasn't been able to do that. And then what people are worried about is, what if we had a landslide? You think of some of the neighborhoods and how they're positioned and the possibility of that. Even in Palm Desert, they're talking about floods in the Coachella Valley. I love the Palm Desert. I know it's freaky, but it's one of my favorite places. And they didn't have any sand for sandbags. They didn't have, because they don't have any. So when they were talking about, geez, maybe we need to get these sandbags. You even had flights that had to be canceled in San Francisco. How about that? I'm going to say it's good. It's great that they're getting that rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.